Ah, what a beautiful day at the White House. Christmas is almost here. Plenty of Thanksgiving leftovers. Ah, now where's the First Lady so we can talk about decorations? Oh, Miss First Lady, I'm so glad I found you. Listen, I wanted to go over some plans for Christmas decorations for the White House.
You know, who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Miss First Lady, did you say you don't, give a fuck about Christmas? You have to decorate. It's America's favorite holiday.
Okay, and then I do it, and I say that I'm working on Christmas, planning for the Christmas.
All of the children will love it, too. They'll really think highly of you and your husband.
Give me a break. I was trying to get the kid reunited with the mom.
How could you say that about the children?
Everybody's like, oh my God, this is the worst, this is the worst. They are crazy, okay? They deserve it. You understand?
I suppose so, ma'am.
I
guess I'll go cancel the orders then for the lights. Miss First Lady, I think I hear your husband calling for you.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Fantastic. Rated R.
Private, shut your sexy mouth. I don't know, aren't they all gay?
I hope so.
I've been wondering how furries find out what animals they're attracted to. Honestly, I was thinking about it at work. Yeah, like, how do you just be like, oh, I think wolves are fucking sexy. I want to fucking come on wolf toes.
God.
Do you think it's like inherent, like they're like just born with it? Kind of like being gay or black?
Nah.
Wanting to fuck wolves.
I don't think so. I think maybe it's, I'm sure there's people, you know, because, you know, bestiality is a thing, but I'm sure there's people that just develop a infatuation, if that's the right word, for a specific animal for whatever strange reason. I don't know why, but I'm sure they develop that, and then it's I think that that's something that develops.
What animal are you most attracted to if you had to pick?
I don't know.
If
dude.
You had to say this is the one I want to dress up as and fuck other ones, like not real animals, but like other suited humans.
I honestly don't think there is one. I cannot think of a...
You need an animal to dress up as and an animal that you would fuck that someone's dressed up as.
I hate this.
Oh, bro, I'd fucking dress up as like a fucking monkey, bro.
Oh my God.
Like a spider monkey, bro, and like do some weird shit with my fucking feet. And I fuck like a wolf girl.
Oh, see, he's a wolf fucker. We were talking about wolf fuckers earlier.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
I think I would go lizard.
That's so weird. How do you decide that?
Well, I just like lizards. I think I would want to dress up as one, like a big, silly-looking iguana. Like, that'd be mad stupid-looking. But wait, does that still count as a furry? Are they, like, racist towards, like... other types of animals, like, oh, if it has fur, it's cool, but
I don't think it'd be called racist.
If it has scales, then get the fuck out of here, like, you fucking scaler. I feel like that would be the derogatory term, scalers, because, like, ones who are into... All right, I'm diving deeper and deeper into this furry shit. Let's talk about Christmas murders.
Yeah, let's talk about something.
intern, hit the Halloween intro. Hit the not the Halloween one. No, not the Halloween, not the Halloween one. Intern, play the Christmas jingle that I made. Intern, play some creepy music underneath me.
Yeah, intern.
2004 in Los Angeles. A knock on the door at 11:30, Christmas Eve. 25 close friends gather around for a Christmas party.
Oh my God.
A knock at the door. Santa Claus on the other end.
Ho, ho, ho.
an 8-year-old answers to see Bruce Jeffrey Pardo, an unstable, violent ex-boyfriend of someone at the party, holding a handgun and a flamethrower.
Oh my God.
He killed 9 people, injured 3, and then set the house on fire and fled to his brother's 30 miles away.
Off the fucking easy, dude.
Dude, it gets even crazier. He planned on setting off multiple bombs and then wanted to run away to fucking Canada. Shout out Canada, Internet Phantoms Podcast. Shout out Canada.
For real.
The fire caused the Santa suit to melt onto him, causing severe burns. And instead of trying to escape like he planned, he just blew his big stupid fucking brains out.
Oh my God.
What a fucking asshole. We found our asshole of the week, guys. Let's give it up.
So wait, this really happened?
Yeah, those are all real stories.
Oh my God.
I wanted to start the Christmas season off right on the podcast.
Did he dress up as Santa?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He dressed up as Santa, and that's why the little girl let him in.
Holy shit.
That's like, fucking crazy, right?
Oh man.
I would dress up as Santa if I was gonna kill a bunch of people.
Yo, imagine growing up as that little girl being like, yo, I essentially killed 9 people. It's my fault.
So wait, there were 9 people in the house?
No, there were 25 and 9 of them got killed.
Fuck.
3 were injured, and then he set the house on fire.
God.
I think I'd wear, like, a red G-string with, like, a bell at the end.
Yeah, if you're doing something that insane and you're already dressed up as Santa, you kind of got to wear, like, sexy lingerie, too. Go the whole 9 yards. Since Jose's here randomly, yo, let's want to kick it into the Godzilla corner for once?
Hell yeah.
We have actual news, guys.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Netflix has offered millions of dollars to stream Godzilla vs. Kong on their platform, and I'm fucking
no.
ready.
Oh, man.
We could see it as soon as tomorrow, technically.
I haven't heard nothing about that movie in fucking so fucking long, bro.
I've seen people bitching like, ooh, that's something you have to see in theaters. No, it's fucking not.
People need to grow up.
It's a big, stupid, fake fucking dinosaur and a big, stupid, fake monkey. You don't need to see that in theaters. That's really all the news I have, but I do have another segment where I have found this guy on Pornhub who, all right, that doesn't sound, hold on. So there's this man named Ryan Creamer on Pornhub, right?
Creamer, that's a dope name.
He does safe for work porn.
I don't get it. Explain yourself.
I'm going to read out 6 titles of his videos, okay? You ready? I disinfect the casting couch.
What the fuck?
All right. It's COVID. I get it.
You should shake the babies and scream. Look at him. It's Tom Dillon.
Shake him upside down. Wait.
I know. Get that. Kick that piece of shit away. There it is. There it is.
Someone's about to get shot.
Oh, yeah. Sam fucked me in the ass. Now she's pregnant. I gave her my eggs. I'm about to call Jess. I can't believe this. I'm calling Jess. Internet Phantoms Podcast. I can't believe Sam's pregnant. I'm calling Jess.
She kinda comes up to us. I'm pregnant.
I can't believe this. She's not gonna answer. Internet Phantoms Podcast, we'll find out.